Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely, as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to Carrie Rosengana, CEO for CAMWA, the Capital Area Michigan Works, based out of Lansing, but serving the tri-county area of Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties of Michigan. And for December, we're catching up with Carrie to find out about an end of the year recap. So welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Carrie.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Indeed. And looking back on 2020, what has been one of your biggest takeaways and how has Capital Area Michigan Works grown?
So our community and our partnership connections have really been strengthened immensely this year. And despite, or maybe even because of, the unique circumstances of 2020, we were really able to find strength in our partnerships with one another. Our staff and our partners have really risen to the occasion, seeking out every opportunity to meet the needs of our job seekers and employers. And CAMWA has always really valued and cultivated community and regional partnerships because we really understand that the work we do that assists our employers and job seekers doesn't happen without collaboration. And I think it's really important to talk about looking back at our 2019 annual report. My predecessor and our mentor, Edith Copeland, predicted change for our system, region, state, country. And really, she couldn't have been more right. As I reflect back on 2020, I can't do so without an overwhelming feeling of gratitude for Edie, her tenacity, her bravery, and her priority to always lead by example. And I'm really, really proud to have taken the reins from her. I'm proud of the partnerships and the connections we've held, not only upheld, but strengthened during this really trying year that we've all been faced with.
Indeed. And what was the impact of the pandemic on CAMWA's services?
So one of the biggest shifts that we had due to the pandemic was the way that we service our job seekers, especially our program participants. Each year, we serve thousands of job seekers, but that service really starts well before someone is actively seeking employment. Through our efforts, such as the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act and the Partnership Accountability Training and Hope Program, CAMWA has provided our career seekers with services, identified barriers, and help participants get connected to the resources that they continue to need to obtain employment. Unfortunately, when the coronavirus hit back in March, we had to notify our participants that many of our job seeker programs were on pause temporarily for in-person services. And our team really immediately got to work to get those programs up and running virtually for participants by shifting our program orientations as well as our career coach meetings online and over the phone. And we streamlined the virtual enrollment process for our participants as well. We did everything in our power that I'm really confident we were able to do to keep those programs going. And even though the shift to a digital environment was really an adjustment for everyone, we've actually found that virtual services and programs can be more accessible for even more people because they don't have to come into an American Job Center during the day, which is a great benefit. So across the board, we've achieved greater accessibility and reach to the virtual services that we've pivoted to offering. And another example of that virtual service would be that we have provided our Wagner-Peiser employment services through resumes, cover letters, and interview technique workshops that are available now online for free on our website. And if users have had questions, we continue to be available via email and phone to help assist the customers that we still continue to serve.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, what are some of CAMWA's goals moving into 2021?
So my overarching goal for my leadership at CAMWA really stems from the values that I had modeled for me growing up and advice that I received from Edie, which is really to remain true to myself and to CAMWA's goals. In 2021, we're going to continue the sentiments my predecessor and mentor Edie reinforced, which is the importance of decreasing discrimination of all kinds in the workforce. Edie really fought for that throughout her career, and as I've mentioned before, I'm really committed to continuing her legacy. Before my transition to becoming CEO, and in my time as our Chief Operating Officer and Equal Opportunity Officer, I really guided the work that led to successful program reviews and highlighting diversity and inclusion practices that were really put into place under our agency's leadership efforts. And in that role, I was really responsible for planning, organizing, developing, and directing all activities related to our equal opportunity efforts. And at CAMWA, ensuring equitable access to our workforce resources we provide is really at the heart of the work that we do daily. And as a person who really believes fiercely in equity and diversity and inclusion work, and also really recognizing the importance of always learning and doing the work. I've invested my time as a leader in business and in the community, learning and educating others about DE&I in our workforce. And I really would encourage my fellow businesses and community leaders to continue to do the same, even if it's not trending on social media or in the front lines of our local paper. Over the years, we've made progress, but we still need to invest time and energy to really affect long-term change. And we will continue to do our work to be more welcoming and equitable and accessible for everyone in our community and all of our community residents.
Well, tremendous. And as we close the books on 2020, is there anything you'd like to say to the business community?
I would like to say thank you. Canwha really does find our strength in community. I've been so thankful for the partnerships that we've had with business and community organizations every year. But this year has really shown me yet again how incredibly valuable those relationships are. I've always known that our staff are committed to the job seekers and the businesses that we serve and the community partnerships that we seek out and cultivate. But their commitment to innovation is especially apparent in their hard work throughout this year, which has been a really interesting year for all of us. Our business services team has accomplished so much this year, which our business services manager, Terry Sand, will be talking to your team about more in the coming weeks. And I'm really looking forward to another year of growth in the ways that we serve our local employers in new and innovative ways at Capital Area Michigan Works.
Excellent. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I really appreciate you having me as always.
Excellent. Once again, we've been speaking with Carrie Rosengana, CEO of Canwha, the Capital Area Michigan Works, out of Lansing, Michigan, but serving the Tri-County area, Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties of Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Networking.